at GCN.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us on the phones. Of course, you can also join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can sign up for the updates. And anytime there's something to announce about the show, you'll get it in your email box if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. You can go, again, directly to updates.freetalklive.com. Like everything else at freetalklive.com, it's totally free. And Manwich, over the last couple of, about the last half hour, we finally had, actually we had our 76th amplifier rolling.
Oh.
Which is a big deal.
Yeah.
Because you know what that means.
Well, there's a milestone that we were going to reach at 75.
Yes, and we have reached that milestone, and so as of some point tonight, I will be posting the picture of Manwich's forelock. Manwich from his high school days.
Yeah, with a dumb haircut.
With a very, very silly haircut and a very silly expression on his face.
Well, I must say that if you want to, I have I brought a couple of other silly pictures from high school. I figure if we're going to show one, we might as well show a few to the amplifiers. And now these are only available, thank God, to the 75 people who have...
Well, unless one of them wants to take the picture and put it somewhere
else. I guess that's very possible.
It could leak out, Manwich.
Yeah.
It could.
Well, but thank God I'm wearing clothes in it.
On the Free Talk Live website, it will only be available to the Amplifier Forum, which is a special area that we set up for those people that have become Free Talk Live amplifiers, and you can get details about that at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. So that's going to be going up sometime tonight. Anyway, we were talking about gasoline prices in the last hour, and the last caller was suggesting that, and I don't believe it for a second personally, but his suggestion was that the reason gas prices are going up is because there's a cartel of these oil companies and they're all just raising prices. They've colluded. They're plotting in a back room with thick with cigarette smoke, and they've colluded to raise prices.
I can see that that would happen. I can see the companies get together and decide, with or without the cigarette smoke, that they are going to raise their prices. But at some point or another, what generally happens, especially, you know, I could see that happening, especially in an international sense, because there's no real laws against it if they do it in some other country. And
Not that the law prevents cartels. It's just the fact that cartels don't work.
Well, absolutely. But at some point or another, the cartel is then going to break because somebody's going to say, you know, I can make more money if I do. I can sell more barrels of gasoline if I just lower my price 5 cents. Or in the case of barrels of oil, you would lower it
$2.
Right. And then suddenly everybody's going to buy barrels from me.
Exactly.
And then it's broken.
Then the rest of the cartel starts lowering prices in order to compete as well.
And plus, you got to remember human relations. People just don't get along. You got one guy running one company, one other guy running another company, and pretty soon, egos get in the way. I mean, I don't like you most of the time.
Uh-huh.
And we work together.
Well, actually, apparently Paul emailed us, and he says the last gas crisis, the one that our caller was talking about back in the late 70s, was not caused by a cartel, per se. It was caused by the fact that Jimmy Carter instituted price controls on gasoline. So when the government comes in and sets price controls, it totally screws up the market price-setting functions. And as a result, you end up having rationing and other government-imposed solutions to the problem. Thank goodness the government doesn't run our gas pumps today. Otherwise, we'd all be walking to work. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones. To the fun, let's talk to Jamie Togiso. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
I'll tell you what, about these gas prices.
Yeah.
I believe we got a J.R. Ewing in the mix.
A J.R. Ewing?
Yes.
Do you think somebody's going to shoot him?
I don't know.
Who's J.R. Ewing? You're going to have to inform my ignorance.
You ever watched the show Dallas?
Dude, I was hardly even... I don't think I was born when Dallas was on. Or maybe, what, were they on in 1980? 1981?
You ever watch SoapNet?
SoapNet?
It's on now.
SoapNet is a...
Oh, it's... They have a 24-hour soap channel now?
Yeah.
Old soaps? That's pretty funny.
Shows you what I know, dude. I don't have cable.
No.
Yeah.
He doesn't watch television.
Right.
These gas prices are just outrageous.
Yes, they are.
Dollars.
Can you drive, Jamie told you so?
Yes.
You drive a moped, though, don't you?
No, I drive a car.
Yeah, what kind of car?
Ah, gotcha.
It's not like I'm going to come look for you, Jamie. You can tell us what kind of car you drive. Nobody knows where you live or who you are.
I'd never keep that private.
Oh, come on.
Your fans want to know, Jamie.
All right, fine. Jamie, anything else on your mind?
These gas prices it's all our fault.
It's our fault.
In a way.
How so?
Because we keep on going and fueling our tanks up.
But we have to. We got to get from point A to point B. What else would you suggest we do?
Carpool, like I say.
That is that is not really possible.
I got
a couple things
to say about it.
Okay.
Okay. Carpool's one of them.
Oh, I thought you were going to give us
bus ride.
Right.
No. Taxi cab ride.
A taxi cab ride?
Yeah.
Do you know how much those cost?
And you know, okay, right now, okay, to all your listeners out there.
Yeah.
On Labor Day, I'm calling for a gas out.
A gas out?
Yeah.
That sounds stinky.
You know what a gas out is?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm
around
for that. A gas
out is nobody show up at the pump and you watch the prices go down. And if you don't believe me, it happened before. Hmm. I've talked to people. It happened before and it has worked.
So what are you going to do to promote the gas out, Jamie? Are you going to set up a website? Are you going to call a bunch of talk shows? What's your plan?
Well, I'm just telling y'all right now. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't have the money to go on these talk shows and stuff.
Right.
They want me to probably to pay them to have
How do you know that that's going to make the prices go down? Well, how do you know they just won't wait us? How do you know they won't wait you out?
Okay, take for instance. Okay.
How are you going to go food shopping if you can't?
Butter. Take for instance, butter costs say it's $3.
Yeah.
Used to be $1.50.
Right.
This sky high went up to $3.
Why do you think that
people quit buying it? Watch the price go down on it. We're the consumers, right?
Well, supply and demand are definitely economic factors, but another economic factor that's tough to overstep is inflation, Jamie told you so. And
do you agree with me in a little bit?
Absolutely.
I think you're an economic rainmaker, my friend.
Yeah, I believe that, you know, there's a lot of... I'm poor myself.
Yeah.
Me too.
I'm poor myself.
Yes, sir.
And there's a lot of poor people out there.
Yeah,
they can't help it either.
Yeah, me too.
And that's how you save money. Conservative.
You know, I think saving money is definitely a good idea. I'm all about it. I think smart people save their money. But I got to say, though, Jamie, there's a little thing called inflation that kind of destroys people's savings for the most part. And it's inflation that is the reason why butter is $3 instead of 25 cents these days. I mean, inflation is so powerful. When the Federal Reserve prints more money, it makes our money that we have worth less. And therefore, the price of all the products in the country have to go up in regards to that.
Okay, I watched this.
So you can't beat it. I mean, you might be able to get them to lower their prices a little bit, but you're never going to get it back down to $1.50 if it's currently $3. There's no way. You can't beat inflation.
Can I say something about our money system?
Of course.
Our money is worthless.
You're right.
Yes, it is.
It's a debtor note, really.
That's correct.
And I've seen on the internet, you could actually buy usable money.
You know what? We offer the Liberty Dollar at our website.
Liberty Dollar, yeah.
Yeah, dollar.freetalklive.com, Jamie, if you want to learn more about that. Dollar.freetalklive.com. Well, hey, man, as always, thanks for the call. We appreciate it, dude. 800-259-92. He was going to say, have a good one.
Yeah,
have a good one. 800-259-9231.
Didn't he just star in as Cooter in the new Dukes of Hazzard just came out?
I don't know. You should have asked him. I'm sure he'll call again sometime.
I'm sure he will.
More on the way. Your calls, anything goes. 800-259-9231. John has been hanging on patiently. We're going to come out to his call. Coming up, this is your show. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers.
What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity. With several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic, you can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources. The real money, folks. Let's review a few things from the past year. November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Reason is the true life-giving activity of an educated mind. At ReasonToFreedom.com, we regard independent thinking as a supreme virtue and the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the premier voice of the Reason Liberty movement. At ReasonToFreedom.com, you'll find articles on individual rights, health, popular music, love, homeschooling, God and morality, SUVs, the national debt, humor, the free state project, pocket protectors, family values, living wills, bankruptcy laws, and golf. Some of our columns include, Is Atlas Shrugging? Fired for Smoking. Asbestos Lawsuits. The Joy of Chiropractors. Please Drink and Drive. And Impeach the Criminal in Chief. Tap into ReasonToFreedom.com, a central site for the emerging Reason Liberty movement. Find out why if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you. And Manwich, join us online at freetalklive.com and check out all the good free stuff that we've got there for you, including the live streaming. We got the broadband version of the show, dial-up version. It's all free for you, freetalklive.com. And if you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, consider voting for the show. If you haven't done so yet this month, we can still use your vote.
Oh,
I believe we are currently ranked at number 2 in the world at podcast.com. That's 2 out of something like 5,000 or 6,000 podcasts. Mm-hmm. All thanks to your votes for all of those. For those of you that have gone so far this month, thank you for going. If you haven't gone yet, go to vote.freetalklive.com. It takes you right to where you need to be at podcastalley.com, and you can cast your vote in less than a minute's time.
It sure was nice being number one, though.
As long as we were, absolutely. Yeah. We were number one for the majority of the month.
Yeah,
which
yeah, we were.
It's a big deal. One of these days,
the MacCast apparently is just too powerful for our listeners.
Well, I guess.
Apparently. Yeah.
For now.
Overcame them.
For now. We're getting stronger, though, man. Which, all right. So, there you go. Vote.freetalklive.com. This is a show about your calls. Let's go to the phones to Harry in New Jersey. Harry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
It's not Pat Robinson show. It's the Pat Schwarzkopf show.
Pat Schwarzkopf. Yes, he's a military expert now.
Yeah, right. Well, I got a friend that that's into video editing,
mm-hmm.
and he's going to do some modifications. He's going to record the 700 Club,
right.
and he's going to do some video editing. Now, underneath his hands, he's going to put a new desk, okay? He can insert a new desk.
Wow.
But it's going to have a 45 on it instead of a Bible. And behind him is going to be a picture of a soldier with a rifle.
Yeah.
Okay? And he's going to do some audio editing for his voice.
Okay.
We haven't quite put the dialogue in yet, but it's going to be a funny tape.
That sounds funny.
It's going to be funny.
Pat Robinson is, you know, he's the general leading God's Christian army.
Yeah, right,
against Venezuela.
So when it's all said and done, I'll send Ian a copy.
Sounds good. Sounds good, Harry.
I just bought some blank tape today. So I'll send you that copy plus the space shuttle copy.
Oh boy! Actually, we already saw the space shuttle thing.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
What do you think?
It's a video of something happening in space that there are several possible explanations for.
Well, I have two explanations for it.
Yeah.
Number one, we already have Star Wars, and we're fooling around with it up there.
Uh huh.
Number two, it's a real UFO.
Or errors number three, which somebody suggested it was a piece of space junk or something like that, and when the thrusters on the shuttle fired, it just simply sent it off flying. He's referring to a piece of tape from a long time ago that somebody took from the space shuttle, where there's this little object that's kind of floating, and then all of a sudden it changes direction and starts going off the other direction.
Hmm.
And people, of course, think it's obviously an unidentified flying object, but it could have been anything that was just floating out there.
A floating object.
Right. Yeah, it could have.
A perfect 90-degree angle turn is just not... This doesn't make sense.
It's also, coincidences happen, Harry.
I guess they do.
It's inconsequential, and it's indeterminate, and it's anecdotal. So, unfortunately, there's nothing convincing there.
You know, what do they got to do for you, man? Do the aliens have to sign their name?
They're going to have to come right down here.
Really? What do they got to do to convince you?
Knock on the front door of the studio, and come on
you'll
in
be
for
like,
interview.
On yeah,
in.
It's
on
anecdotal.
Come on in.
Yeah, and I don't care if it's aliens or Jesus Christ, one or the other. They need to come down here and be interviewed if they want.
They have to be on Free Talk Live in order to be real.
There you go.
Well, you guys agree with me. We need positive proof.
Absolutely.
And we haven't seen it.
My mind is open. It's open. Absolutely. Thanks for the call, Harry, as always, man.
Okay, good night, guys.
800-259-9231. Let's go to Bill, listening on KCXL in Kansas City, Missouri. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey,
Bill, are you driving a crop duster?
Bill?
Sound like it?
It sounds bad, Bill.
We you got your radio up? What is it? What's happening, buddy?
Let me turn off my TV, maybe.
Yeah, turn off your TV. And what up? Please turn him down.
How's that?
Something awful.
Are you back, Bill?
Is that better?
That's much better.
Yes. It was a TV.
That's bad news, Bill. Maybe your phone, because...
Is it okay?
It's okay, but you better do what you got to do quick. What's on your mind?
I have a poem I call Judges, Priests, and Politicians.
Is it long?
Nah, yeah. It's a few verses.
No, yeah? Well, I don't know if we have time for that. Why don't you email it to us, and we'll take a closer look at it.
And then we'll let you read it.
Yeah, anything else on your mind?
Nope.
All right, man. Thanks. The email address, ftl@freetalklive.com. Thanks, dude. Limericks I don't have a problem with,
Yeah.
We can handle those.
It's how many verses it is, really.
Right. Haiku? We can do haiku here.
Haikus are nice and short.
Do your best Free Talk Live haiku and send it to ftl@freetalklive.com.
The problem with limericks is they're usually not safe for...
That's true. They're kind of dirty.
Yeah, they can be.
There's haiku, which is that seven?
It's like 17 syllables, I believe.
17 syllables. I don't know. Like 5, 7, 7, 5.
Some number like that.
Something like that.
Some number like
that. I like haiku because it's easy. I'm a terrible poet.
Limericks. Limericks are good because you can make them about, dirty subjects.
I never liked 5, 7, 5, according to our board op, for haiku. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables.
I thought it was 5 lines long. You're up. What is our board off now?
That's
please.
Well, he's acting like he knows something. That's better than us.
Well, I'm acting like he doesn't know it. How's that?
All right.
Well, I used to have a daily limerick thing that I would put on my phone. Every day I would read a new limerick, and I had to switch it to my home phone because people were calling my cell phone all day long wanting to hear the limerick.
Really?
I just had put it on there to be funny about my voicemail.
Oh, I see.
So people actually wanted to hear the daily limerick.
Right.
So I would I put it on. I'd do it at the home one, and then people
right.
just.
Hey, all right. So let's get into an email here. Email the show, ftl@freetalklive.com. This one from Jim. He says, I'm a pastor, and I have pastored three churches in three states that own property that we rented. Now, what he's referring to is, I think it was a couple weeks ago, we were talking about, the suggestion was made that churches buy up property, mm-hmm. like houses. They buy houses, and then they rent them to people. And they get to do it for free. They don't have
yes.
to pay taxes on the property because they're owned by a church. And so we were suggesting that this is a great way for churches to dodge taxes and make a lot of extra money
yes.
on renting out houses. Well, he's going to give us the real story, the real scoop, because he's a pastor. He says, I've also lived in houses owned by the church. Depending on the denomination, they're called a manse, parsonage, or a rectory. There is a tradition that no property taxes are paid on manses. And he says, that's a very strange deal with a bizarre history, but that's another story altogether. I've been involved in churches in Missouri, Kansas, Iowa, and Alaska, where a church was going to be without a pastor for a period of a year or more. In each of these states, state law clearly states that if the manse is rented to anyone but the pastor of the church owning the property, then the house goes on the tax rolls.
Mm.
Once a house is on the tax rolls, it's difficult to get it off again if the pastor moves back in.
I bet that's true.
In such cases, the church governing body strongly suggested that they not rent the house out if they ever had intention of using it as a manse again.
Yeah.
So according to him, that's not right. They're still breaking the law. If a church is owning several different houses and not paying taxes on any of them, they're breaking the laws, at least in those states.
Okay.
He says one of the houses in question was in Liberty, Missouri, which is actually right by KCXL, as a matter of fact.
Yep.
He says, I was pastoring in Kansas, but the presbytery covered the Kansas City metro area, which includes Liberty, Missouri. He says, I know that Liberty is particularly stringent about this tax law because the headquarters for the Reformed Latter-day Saints, the Liberal Mormons, he says, is in Liberty, and they own huge portions of the town. City inspectors watch rental properties very closely, and if a church-owned home is rented, the city sends the church in question a tax bill. If the city determines that this has been going on for a year or two and no taxes have been paid, the church gets both a tax bill and a fine levied against them.
Hmm.
There's a workaround to this situation, which is illegal, but again, that's another story. Oftentimes, the church will allow a person to live in the manse for free, and then there's an informal agreement that the squatter will put $500 or $1,000 a month, or whatever the rent is, into the offering plate.
I see.
This approach occasionally backfires on the church because some states have squatter laws. Anyway, there you go. More info on how the churches do their housing.
Hmm.
Interesting. You learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 Tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there for you, including the bulletin board system with over 700 users, over 37,000 posts for you to surf around through. Go and check it out. It's free like everything else is at freetalklive.com. And don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, simply give them a call. Toll free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. And we're all Free State Project members on this show.
Yes, we are.
Not because they pay us to run these ads, because we were members long before they paid to run ads on Free Talk Live. We support them fully. In fact, we're really excited about taking the show up to New Hampshire one of these days, when we can afford it.
We'll be moving, you know, some point.
I would say within the next few years, at the most. Within the next three, if all goes well. All right. So
Talk Live is a viable business,
yeah,
then
no problems.
Okay.
All right, so we've been talking about all sorts of things tonight, everything from crazy old Pat Robertson calling out a hit on a political leader around the world, and gas prices, and Manwich, now you want to talk about sports stadiums.
I do, and I know how interested you are in sports.
Not at all. I find some of the issues in sports interesting. The steroid use, I find that interesting.
Yeah.
I find how the government is trying to get involved in the sporting world interesting. I certainly don't appreciate that. You know, I don't like it. I don't like seeing it when the government gets involved in anybody's private business. And sports, organized sports, are just as a private business as anything else.
Yeah, essentially they're a private business. They're the same as a troupe of actors who would be putting on a play.
Well, they're a private business until they take taxpayer money, which is the issue that we brought up on Saturday night's show. We were talking about, I guess, was it Kansas City Royals?
Yeah.
The Kansas City teams were talking, finally we got Kansas City. We actually talked about this the 1 hour that Kansas City wasn't listening.
It's so funny.
So KCXL's tuned in now, and apparently the Chiefs and the other, what is it?
The Royals.
The Royals are looking for big, big bucks.
About a half a mil.
Yeah. Half a billion.
Yeah, I'm sorry, half a billion.
$500 million. I think one team wants $300 million.
It's just not worth crap anymore.
Yeah, one of the teams wants $300 million, the other team wants $200 million for new stadiums or upgrades or
right.
Something like that. And it's just an outrage. And I don't care how much you love sports. It needs to be privately funded all the way. And if you don't think so, we want to hear from you at 800-259-9231. One of our listeners claimed that there was actually a sports team out there that hadn't accepted government money for their stadium. That had
in that
fully,
particular instance, yeah.
That had fully 100% privately funded their stadium. And you found out that it's true.
Well, it's true. You had said that if they did it, that they deserved applause.
They did.
Well,
they do.
What if they did it because they had to do it, not because the voters refused to support
them?
So they tried.
They tried going through the government.
Right. It's like an armed robber who didn't have enough bullets in his gun, as it were. Let me read this article to you.
I will withhold the applause.
Let me read the article to you.
But they deserve to be congratulated for doing it on their own,
right?
Even though they were forced to.
It's just a portion, because most of the article talks about like the Minnesota Twins.
Okay.
Let me go right here. Which is, let's see, there was a quote from this guy, Abrams, that has to do with the Minnesota Twins. This is certainly nothing to prohibit the Twins or anybody else from putting up a stadium using private funds. Of course there isn't. It's not against the law to build your own building, pal. Additionally, the corporate community can set up...
Well, actually, there are lots of laws that regulate buildings.
Well,
but anyway.
Essentially, you can build
it. In general,
yes.
If you have enough money, you can get your building built.
Let's see. They can help... they can get another corporation to... fund their business and help them buy a new stadium through a variety of financing devices, which is exactly what the Giants, that's San Francisco baseball team, I believe, that's what they've done. After losing four ballot initiatives, four times, brother, four times they tried to get the public to, the majority to rob the minority, seeking public subsidies, the team, under new ownership, cobbled together a package of private financing unheard of in the recent stadium construction boom. Jack Baer is the senior vice president and general counsel for the Giants. Baer, given the history of our four failed elections, seeking a substantial public component to finance a new ballpark was likely to result in another lost election. So we approached it differently.
Yeah.
The Giants raised $65 million through the sale of personal seat licenses,
great,
which gave holders first rights to buy season tickets.
Okay.
Another $121 million came from stadium naming rights, concession contracts, sure, corporate partnerships. So not only did they name the stadium, I think it's called Pac Bell Stadium.
Right.
The
Pac Bell Company.
Right, after the Pac Bell Company.
Right.
And then there's, they can name sections of it. You know,
sure,
here is of the Pac Bell Stadium, here is the Free Talk Live section of
the seats. They could have gone down. Yeah, and we were at the Planetarium here in the Tampa Bay area recently, checking out one of their little laser light show.
No, aren't you guys fun?
And on the back side of the chairs, you could see there was a little plaque with a name on it. And so clearly, they had that literally
sold. So you were sitting in somebody else's seat?
You were sitting
in
a seat
that
was funded by somebody else.
I see.
So they could have done it on a chair-by-chair basis if they'd wanted to. And they managed to make it happen. And good for them.
Yeah.
That's the way it always should be. Because, and I'm glad they didn't pack up and go home either. You know, pack up and go somewhere else where they could have gotten a taxpayer subsidy.
Well,
it really makes you into a real business person if you don't take taxpayer dollars. As far as I'm concerned,
San Francisco is a big enough market that where could they go? You know,
yeah.
What are they going to do? Go to a better metro?
Yeah.
You know? So
I wonder what they lost by on those ballot initiatives. I wonder what their percentages were.
Can't imagine.
But good for the San Franciscan voters in that case. And of course, they're not very good in some other cases. I know they were looking at a cigarette ban, California's already banned cigarettes. It was a plastic bag tax. That's what it was. We were talking about this recently from San Francisco. They're looking at taxing plastic bags from grocery stores in San Francisco because some of the county bureaucrats are claiming that there's plastic bags everywhere throughout this county. Looks like they're just rolling through the streets. There's so many of them. Apparently, they've got a real issue with grocery bags just flying around in San Francisco. So I figured they'd put a 5-cent tax on each one of them or something like that.
Hmm.
Oh, and it was now I remember it was on the ballot. It's a handgun ban.
You know,
that's what
yes.
it was.
I wouldn't be upset with a plastic bag tax.
Okay.
I really
Why?
Wouldn't. Well, because it would reduce something that is an item that's littered a lot.
Uh-huh.
I've
never
of
seen
all the
plastic
things
bags,
that, right. that they're going to you've never I can't believe it.
Maybe
that.
In their parking lot. Maybe in a grocery store parking lot. And that's a maybe. And I rarely will see it there.
Hmm.
Hmm. Okay. Well, anyway, 800-259-9231, Turkmenistan, President Saparmurat Niyazov has deemed recorded music a negative influence on society and banned it from public events, television, and weddings.
What about radio?
Well, he hasn't banned it from radio. Unless he just left it off the list. Maybe he'll revise it later on. He says, apparently he's already banned opera and ballet from the former Soviet state,
what?
Saying... They were unnecessary, the BBC reported. Unfortunately, one can see... this is his quote. Unfortunately, one can see on television old voiceless singers lip-syncing the old songs. Niyazov told his cabinet regarding music on TV, don't kill talents by using lip-syncing. Create our new culture. Terrible Russian accent, I know. In 2001, Niyazov, the country's president for life, banned gold
president
tooth caps.
For life.
Long hair and beards on young men. He's also banned car radios, closed all hospitals except those in the capital, and renamed calendar months after his relatives. I think this is real. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. Join us online. Grab up the archives. Last 6 days of the show are right there on the front page of the website. There is no logging in. There's no membership fee. Just go and get them. And in fact, you can sign up for the podcast, and then we'll deliver them to you automatically every night after the show. Come to your computer. You don't have to do anything about it. I mean, obviously, we want you to listen to them, but you don't have to go and get them anymore. It's so easy. FreeTalkLive.com. And last night, we kind of had an extended version of the internet show, because we sort of stayed on the air after we were technically off the radio stations that we were on.
Yeah, it was a little unusual. It was a little weird.
Yeah, well, we wanted to give a message to the several people that had tuned in for the first time that night as a result of what happened in Utah over the weekend. What happened was there was a rave that was happening out in the mountains of Utah outside of Salt Lake City. It was happening on private land. The owner had given permission to the person who was throwing the rave to be on the land. He had actually gone through the bureaucratic processes of getting permits and hiring and buying an insurance policy, hiring security staff, even EMTs. So he tried covering all the bases, but they still raided his event anyway, terrorized the 1,500 or so people that were there. We're talking about cops in camouflage. Full-on camouflage with automatic weapons, harassing kids. I mean, people who are between 17 and 21, basically. And we read some of the stories from the rave. It was just disgusting, the behavior of the cops. And we had just huge response from the listenership last night. So thanks to everybody who stayed on board and has checked out the show tonight. And we got a lot of email responses, and most of them were just people saying thank you, thanking us for giving this event coverage, because, sadly, they're just not getting coverage anywhere else.
No.
Fox News don't want to talk about this. No. So, we had actually an interesting email come in from Nicholas in regards to raves. He's actually a libertarian living in France. So he's going to tell us about French raves, which are kind of interesting. He says, you talked about raves the other day, and particularly about this incredible police assault that happened in Utah. You made one hell of a good point, that people at this event should have been carrying firearms. I can understand the unwillingness of the organizers to let people carry firearms when the likelihood of them ending up drunk or high is pretty high. In that case, I would have loved to see the private security guards carrying weapons and start shooting at the cops and distributing additional firearms to those able to bear them. After all, those private security guards should be hired to protect the ravers from all aggression, shouldn't they? Wouldn't that be nice to read, Rave Party in Utah, plenty of boobs, alcohol, and electronic music. Security guards will secure the event against drug dealers, robbers, and the cops. So an interesting suggestion, the idea that the security guards should be protecting the ravers from the cops. That's not really the point I wanted to make, though, says Nicholas.
I don't know if I really support all that. I mean, it's interesting. It's flamboyant talk and everything, but I don't think I support that.
What, you don't support defending private property rights?
I don't support shooting police officers.
But they're trespassing on your property.
Yeah.
And they're being violent towards your clients.
You know, it's best for everybody if you just go ahead and do what the police officers say.
Okay. Well, I don't necessarily agree. He says, for the most part, raves used to happen on fields owned by farmers that never consented to the land being used in the first place, much less in this way. The ravers would usually keep the location secret until the last minute, then they'd rush to the site, set up their equipment. It really started to bother those farmers who would usually find a devastated field in the morning and have to tidy up the place themselves. The so-called authorities eventually decided to crack down on those illegal raves, but were prevented from doing anything meaningful by their hierarchy. For the most part, they only tried to stop ravers from reaching the intended location whenever they happened to know where it was. After a while, criticism started to mount, and public opinion, whatever that means, was perceived as against illegal raves. Now, I'd like to pause for a second. Against illegal raves is by no means similar to against raves organized on private property without the consent of the owner. Most people only wanted those raves to be legally defined, organized, well, regulated by the state to a certain extent. It's as if things could not exist or be good without the law first shaping them. Anyway, back to the raves. As criticism mounted against the so-called savage rave parties full of evil drug addicts, the so-called authorities decided to go one step further. They decided to evict the ravers and confiscate equipment whenever raves were organized without the proper permit. Yes, a permit was created in order to make it legal. I wonder why it is that people need permits in order to peaceably assemble. Anyway, I must be a violent fascist that society should be watchful of. But this isn't the end of the story. Remember, this is France. Now that the state had created those permits, they legally required certain types of medical crews and a certain ratio of security personnel and the like. Professional rave organizers, those who had rented the land, had been providing these for years and had been pretty successful at it. Only they didn't think of all the stupid and costly requirements that make raves no safer, but a lot more costly. Of course, the cops always show up and try to arrest whoever they spot using or dealing drugs. So, is that it? Hell no! Aren't we forgetting anyone here? That's right, the landowner. Well, to make those raves legal, one would have thought that the police would have required the organizers to get prior approval from the landowner. Not so fast. Most of the time, ravers do find a lot to rent or borrow, but when they don't, the prefect, which he says is a kind of county commissioner, I guess, over there in France, just uses his legal authority to confiscate the land for a few days and gives it to the ravers.
What?
So in France, if you want to have a rave, you have to get permission from the government, but not the landowner.
That's crazy.
I could go, and if you lived in France, man, which I could just go up to the government and say, hey, I'd like to have a rave on Manwich's house's front lawn. And if they said yes, then the county government would come to you and say, well, Manwich, you're going to have a rave on your lawn tonight, because we said so.
Get off my lawn! You kids! Get out of here!
So really, it's a difference in degrees between here and France, but I thought it was kind of interesting the way things worked over there. Anyway, 800-259-9231, you just not have enough time to sneak your call in right now. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, so take control.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. Take control of the show. Ian here with you. And Manwich. Only moments remain, though, so if you want to do it, you best do it now. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners, the archives, bulletin board system, all of it is free. It always has been. But if you want to be a real contributing part to Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier. Free Talk Live Amplifier, it's the AMP program, stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And for $3 a month, we will take that $3 and turn it into more radio stations carrying the show and more listeners listening on the internet. We're using that money to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. It's not going into Manwich's, you know, it's not a paycheck for Manwich or anything like that, or myself. We're showing you, actually, at amp.freetalklive.com where the money's going. We're doing half-page ads in industry publications, radio industry publications. We're doing Google AdWords advertising all around the internet. So we're already reaping the rewards from the AMP program. And to reward you for participating, we've created a few little incentives. In fact, coming up tonight, the Free Talk Live amplifiers will have exclusive access to Manwich's forelock picture, which is kind of one of those minor little things that we just kind of, one of those bones we sort of throw out from time to time. But more importantly, we're working towards a big goal, Manwich. And once we hit that goal, we will reduce the amount of commercial time on this show by at least 25%. That's a big deal. So if you want to see that happen, then join up to the AMP program, amp.freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231. So we were talking about raves and talking about, one of our listeners was explaining to us what raves are like in France, where apparently you...
It's so funny.
If you want to have a rave, you have to get the permission of the authorities first. But once you get permission, they'll go ahead and just seize the land of the person that you want to have the rave on. So it doesn't matter. You don't even have to ask permission from the landowner. France's government will go in and take it from them and say, you can come back in 2 days when the rave is over.
There's got to be a little something missing from this story, but it's very funny.
According to him, this guy lives in France.
According to him, he does live in France.
The government doesn't need any reason whatsoever in France to take your land for any reason at all.
Well, governments don't seem to need much reason to take your land anyway.
In general, no, they don't. But here in the States, they have to kind of prance around a little bit and do a little dance first.
He does mention that that some people pay for the land and some people don't. Well, why are some of the people paying for the land then? If it's
maybe
just so easy to get government to just fork over somebody's land for
maybe
a couple
because
of days.
They want to be in, I don't know, they want to be in good with the landowner for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they want to come back and have another one there without the landowner shooting them or something.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, other news, an Australian model is facing possible drug charges in Bali. She's proclaimed her innocence. They discovered two alleged ecstasy tablets on this girl. She's cute. Ms. Leslie...
Well, she's a model, right?
Michelle Leslie, yeah. And,
job to be cute.
Right, and so we'll post this. We post all of our articles at the BBS at freetalklive.com. Yeah, of course.
I don't do it.
You're supposed to be doing that, man.
I'm not doing it anymore.
Well, you should start doing it, because we got people that are amplifying the show. They want to see these articles, especially you definitely want to see her, because, you know, it's so sad that ecstasy is illegal and all drugs are illegal because we're putting nice people in jail. This girl's not hurting anybody. And she claims that somebody planted them on her.
That's what I'd claim, too.
And that's what I'd claim, too, if I was in a foreign country. I mean, oh, my God.
Yeah.
At least at least here in the States, you could probably try and fight it.
I don't know what a prison is like in Bali, but I don't want to find out.
No doubt about it, especially if you're a girl, girly girl.
The first three rules of criminal defense are deny.
I didn't do it.
Deny.
Nobody saw me do it. You can't prove anything.
It's absolutely it.
We're going to be back tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. It's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we will be here, and you can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. See ya.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. If you